B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
This is Paul on the text board. Jason's knowledge of Jaws is impressive. However, when it comes to the limited use of the mechanical shark, it was not by design.
It kept breaking, right?
Yeah. Right. They couldn't get the shark to work.
Yeah.
Did you see there's a documentary?
No, I didn't see
about
that.
The making of the movie.
Oh, I got to see that.
That is as great as the movie itself.
Really? I'll find it and I'll definitely watch it. Absolutely. I got a bunch of, I'm big on the documentary these
days. You love the doc.
Yeah.
You know, I love the doc. You love the documentary.
Yeah, you like Doc Gooden. I like the documentary.
Doc Halliday.
Yeah.
And Dr. J. We got,
a little nugget. This is from Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald, who's obviously covering everything with this Russell Westbrook stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma City has now asked Miami to include Tyler Hero in a package for Russell Westbrook, but Miami has been very reluctant to offer him.
Mm. All right, so
your
Miami knows that they have leverage. So they got to move him now. OKC's got to move him.
Yeah, but I got to believe that Toronto's going to get in on it.
You think?
Detroit going to get in on it.
Mm-hmm. But
why wouldn't Detroit get in on it?
Does he want to go to Detroit?
Well, here's where he wants to go.
Whatever. Pair up.
He's in Oklahoma City.
And everybody's ran from him.
He's in Oklahoma City.
Detroit might be perfect for Westbrook.
Which is, not exactly, Southern California.
Yeah. And every good player has run
from
him.
He's in a dust bowl.
Yeah.
He's got Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond in Detroit. That might be perfect for him.
Think about the guys that ran from him. You know what I mean? That aren't playing with him. Durant and Harden. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's not quite Paul George. And Paul George, you're right. It's not like Larry Hughes and Jerry Stackhouse with AI, because they couldn't play with AI.
Right.
So, but, you look at a guy like Larry Brown's smart enough to go, if I'm going to get the most out of AI, I got to acquire guys like Hill and George Lynch and Eric Snow, who didn't want to take a shot more than Ben.
Well, right. It was all about who you put next to him. It would have been fascinating to see if Paul Pierce, because AI was still young, if AI and Paul Pierce would have worked out.
Mold those two together.
You got your super combo guard, and he was really the first of your kind in that sense. The super combo guard and the three, the wing, the wing player and Pierce.
Oof, man, would have been vicious. But Larry decided to take Larry instead.
Yeah, that's it.
A whole other story. Phil in Schwanksville's on the Fanatic. What's up, Phil?
Hey, guys. How are you? It's funny with the shark movie, like you guys said. I think it was not showing psychology, learning psychology class, that it's what you make up in your mind is the biggest fear. If you're kidnapped or something like that, obviously it's scary, but what goes through your mind, what could be done, is the scare. You just make up all these things, and that's what scares you, and that's the thing with Jaws. I agree with you, Anthony, and things like that. With the Ennis, the comment. I think the thing that just, like you said, he should be making a comment, number one. Number two, even if Embiid said, like you said, if he switched it and he said, hey, I think we're going to, go to the finals this year, that's fine. But when Ennis adds, or if anybody adds that idiom, it's a cakewalk. That's a slap in the face to everybody else in the league. That's a slap.
Everybody in the conference. And this nonsense that he's talking about the Eastern. No. First of all, he's talking about the NBA Finals. And he's slapping the Bucks. He's slapping the Celtics, the Pacers. If I'm any other player, I'm going, especially if I'm like Giannis, who are you? Right.
That's on the tour board. Every game the Sixers play against anybody in the East. Cakewalk, they put a big piece of cake. Here's a cakewalk. And it's like, you just don't say that. And the Sixers haven't done anything, in a sense, to deserve that. And I don't want to see, Joel, they've been posting pictures of him getting ripped. I don't want any individual, especially Joel or Simmons, to think this is going to be a cakewalk. And have that in their mindset. I want them to come out hungry. I want to try to win 72 games this year.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. I don't want anything, even like you said, I want them to have the attitude coming in like Joel at the end. If Kawhi is here, guess what? I don't care if Jimmy goes to Toronto. Guess what? We're the best team in the league. You're going to win it this year.
Yeah, in fact, I got to hear your phone's a little crackly, but I want that mentality, too, if we haven't done anything yet.
No.
We've got to the second round twice. What have we done?
Right.
You know, and Embiid said it, you know, that he's going to learn from what this season and take it to the next level. And I believe it. Yeah. I believe he's one of those guys. He's a student, first of all. We know he's going to come back and have more moves in his arsenal in the low post. And then, who was the guy he was talking to about? Was it Horford at that All-Star game talking about all the older players and, like, picking their ear?
Yeah, it's Horford and Embiid.
Yeah. I think that relationship is going to be it's an intangible, Horford-Embiid relationship.
I completely agree.
I think that's a big factor. Let's go to Ramon in Mount Airy on the Fanatic. Hey, Ramon.
Hey, what's going on, fella? What's going on?
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, how y'all doing, man?
Good, brother.
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, just out and about doing my thing. But the end is coming. I agree with this. There's no need for you to say that, man. And this notion that just because, how is it? I go with you guys on this. We're around the same age. Why is it that if you remove the most difficult obstacle of a challenge to get to your goal, it's better? The journey is
overcoming the obstacle.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
You know, it's just, well, he's gone, Kawhi's gone now. We got, like, come on, for real, man?
That's how you want to win?
Well, look what Kevin Durant did, Ramon.
Yeah, you know, that's corny.
Yep.
That's corny,
can't beat him, join him, man. That's the weakest of weak.
That's the weakest of weak. And if you can't do something, it's like, well, it's too much of a challenge, so I'm going to quit and go over here. Like, come on, man, for real?
I'm with you, like, with, you know, it is a journey. You know, to say, I mean, he just cheapened the entire season and the playoffs. Like, you know, like, what, it's a walk? Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, really?
Because,
like,
by the way, yeah, exactly. Like, dude,
you got to eat for effort because we lost on a four bouncer. So you got a big E for effort. But you ain't done nothing.
You got to do those things are wars. Getting through a season and getting to the finals. He cheapened everything. It's a stupid quote. It's a dumb quote. It really is.
It is. I really didn't like it. And you know, he just, you know, I don't like, hopefully it's going to die down until the.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a federal case. There's nothing going on.
Yeah.
So it comes up and we're talking about it. So it's no big deal. But, I mean, yo, dude, shut the bleep up. Yeah.
You were the sixth, seventh man up the freaking
Exactly.
You know, you ain't world be free or nothing.
Exactly.
You go world. I love it.
Yeah.
Maybe Lou Williams could say something.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, you're not that. And real quick, yo, cuz, when they say uptown, they talking about Germantown, Mount Airy.
Oh, yeah.
Roxborough.
Yeah, that's what they say uptown, man. You don't count Chestnut Hill. East Mount Airy.
That's uptown.
Germantown. That's uptown.
Yeah. I never knew. Because we would always say, we're going uptown, but that was the thing to go, like, to Center City.
But you in South, South Philly to say that. So, got you. But now, when you say uptown, you talk about that. West Oak Lane, Mount Airy, and all that. And Martinez, what's that Crown drink, man? I need that from when we go to the beach in the Outer Banks, man. I need that. What's that drink for Crown?
The Crown Royal?
Yeah, man.
Oh, man, that's a black tooth grin, man.
I know, I do the Crown.
Crown Royal and a splash of Coke, dude. And it's only about 3 ounces total.
Yeah, that's all I do, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's smooth, Ramon. You'll enjoy it.
A little lime in there.
You know what I had the other day? About a month ago. The Crown ginger and lemon.
Oh, there you go, cuz. I got to get it.
That was refreshing.
Yeah, the Crown is smooth.
Yeah. It was Crown ginger, right, which that's a drink.
Mm-hmm.
The Crown of ginger. But the lemon cut the sweetness from it and made it really refreshing.
Yeah. The black tooth grin is that's the drink that Dimebag made. That's his fit. He invented the black tooth grin. And they're up at the, what was the place like Dave and Buster's up in the Northeast? Jillian's. Remember Jillian's up there?
Oh,
pool tables and all that?
Yeah.
And Pantera was in town for the Ozfest back in like 2000. And we're up there.
You're with those guys?
Yeah. And one of my good buddies from college, huge Pantera fan. And we're playing a game of pool with Dimebag and Rex, the bass player. And we drink two bottles of Crown Royal in the game. It took us like 90 minutes to finish this game of pool because we were so blown out. You couldn't make a shot.
Oh, that's a good time.
Because every time you missed a shot, you had to do a black tooth grin.
Do you still talk to
my buddy, Del? Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's a great moment.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was fantastic.
That's a bucket list, right?
Oh, the dime bag? That's my boy. God rest his soul. 610-632-0975. Midday show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, it's Bagster time. So you know who goes in the Bagster? Who's going in the Bagster?
My drywall is going in the Bagster.
James Ennis in the Bagster. Oh, Andrew's going in the Bagster too. Actually, it's a double Bagster.
Lithuanian Bagster.
It's Chunis and Ennis.
What did Andrew do?
Oh, it's a long story. He ruined my whole... In fact, he ruined my life.
He did?
Yeah, he ruined my life.
I don't think a Bagster is enough for that.
Yeah, no, he ruined my entire life. I'm leaving to go to some island soon in the South Pacific, but instead of volleyball, I'm going to have a Duke football.
Oh,
all right? But don't forget the Bagster. Maybe I'll bring the Bagster with me. I can throw...
Sleep in the Bagster.
In case it rains. The Bagster handles any job, too. It's just amazing. I'm talking about Marco, right? Well, he is a great contractor, and he uses the Bagster. It holds 3,300 pounds of waste. You can find it at Home Depot. You can find it at Lowe's, local home improvement stores, everywhere for just $29.99. It is the can handle everything. It's on demand. You just, like, schedule your collection, and then they come get it. Waste management, poof, it's gone. Go to thebagster.com. Find the store nearest you for more details. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in the back.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic. Earlier today with Gargano and Martinez.
See, here's the thing. You're James Ennis. Now, all you could do is jinx us.
You believe in the jinx?
Dude, listen, I don't know what to believe in anymore. All right?
Andrew
all
doesn't
I
read.
Know is.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
All I know is that I don't discount it totally. All right? I may not believe in it, but in case it does exist, I ain't bleeping with it. All right. So I don't need James Ennis to jinx my squad.
That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson's Wheel Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. With your chance to win great prizes just for eating delicious hoagies from the area's best Wheel Philly delis, visit realphillydeli.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
James Ennis. Oh, boy. He had to open his big mouth, right?
I don't like it. Don't
it
jinx
sit
us.
With you right away, too.
Oh, the jinx.
Yeah, I'm not a jinx guy.
There's a jinx. Yeah, I am.
You kind of are, but you don't want to. You don't want to risk anything.
Yeah, I'm a jinx guy.
Because you want to walk to the finals. Now, we can say
he cheap. No, I like them to define, but I do believe in the jinx.
Do you?
To some extent. It's like what I told you. Like, you know, why mess with the gods?
Yeah. Why poke the bear when you do not need to poke the bear? Look, a lot of people agree with you. I mean, we've heard a lot of people agreeing with you on the telephone lines today.
Who is he?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Again, if it's Embiid saying that, I go, all right, I'm behind. I got your back.
30-13. You know you're going to get it.
Exactly.
Provided he doesn't get a gastroenteritis or whatever it is.
No, but he's coming back with a vengeance.
He is.
This is crazy. I'm looking down. ESPN ranks offenses.
Yeah.
You see this?
Bill Barnwell.
So on ESPN.com, they're ranking the top offenses and the arsenals.
Yeah.
So number one, they got the Rams.
Makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
I get it.
I buy it.
I get the Rams. Number two, like you even despite the whole issues with Tyreek Hill, the Chiefs.
The Chiefs. The Chefs.
Chiefs are nasty.
Did you hear the...
Yo, Damian Williams looked pretty good last year for them.
Well, you got the... You got Mahomes. And he's just ridiculous. And you still got Kelsey. So, that's a squad.
I like them. They got Carlos Hyde there, too, now.
Eagles got to be three, right?
No, number three, and listen, I agree with this, is the Browns.
I mean, that's too high. No, that's too high.
Beckham and Landry.
I know, but you still
come
got
on,
a second-year quarterback.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, look, they...
Dude, you're out of your mind.
Baker Mayfield's had a good year, but are they ready to be the third best offense in the league? Dude, has he shown you enough to go there?
Dude, Beckham, Landry,
mm-hmm.
Chubb,
yep.
And then Kareem Hunt down the line.
No, they got weapons, no doubt about
it. That's the whole point.
Joku's still the tight end.
The whole point is the arsenal.
Yeah.
Dude, you can't get better than Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry.
But you can get better than Baker Mayfield, probably. He hasn't done enough for me to go.
He's good.
Yeah, I'll go top seven with them, but I'm not going three.
Nah, they're three. They might be. I might put them ahead of the Rams. I go Chiefs, Chiefs, Browns.
Well, you're a little too bullish.
No.
You're a little fresh.
Dude, Landry and Beckham.
I can't believe you allow them to put a quarterback ahead of Carson, who was an MVP candidate.
It's the
weapons the Eagles have.
It's the listen, I love Deshaun, and I like Alshon a lot.
Yeah, I know Landry.
They're not Beckham and Jarvis Landry.
Yeah, Landry's got phenomenal hands.
I like the backs. They're not Nick Chubb and soon to be Kareem Hunt.
No, I get it. I get it.
Obviously don't.
But the quarterback is, he's going into his second
Baker
year.
Baker Mayfield's good. What are you talking about? I know,
but follow it up before I go three.
That's legit.
I mean, I think that's a little... Take a little bit of a leap.
No leap. That's a great... it's on paper. They got to do it.
Let's not forget, it's still the freaking Cleveland Browns. They'll find a way to screw it up.
I don't think so. I think they're legit.
New offense.
The Birds are fourth.
Okay, so they got the Eagles at four.
They were number...
Four!
Listen to this. In 2018, the Eagles offense ranked seventh.
Coming off the Super Bowl.
In 2017, they ranked 17th.
Won the Super Bowl.
Here's what they say about the Eagles. This is Bill Barnwell talking about it. I don't think anybody's deeper at the skill positions across the board than Doug Peterson's team.
I agree.
If you took away their best player at each position, you could still roll out a starting five of Miles Sanders and Nelson Aguilar, Deshaun Jackson, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, and Dallas Goedert. I mean, you would probably prefer the Jags starters. Down the stretch last season, the Eagles started Josh Adams, then Wendell Smallwood at running back. It's not clear. Anyway, so they're talking about like Zach Ertz and Alshon Jeffrey. He goes on and on and on to talk about it. He said the sum adds up to more than the individual parts here. So the sum of all parts really makes sense with the Eagles offense. I agree with that.
I would put the Eagles third.
Behind? You're stubborn.
They should be ahead of the Cleveland Browns.
They shouldn't.
I got Carson Wentz.
They should not.
Most important position in the sport.
They're not.
Over Baker Mayfield.
Again, this is the offense. You're not beating Landry.
You got to consider the
Beckham.
Depth. You got to consider that depth too. What kind of depth do they have?
Yeah, that's why they're fourth and not 14th.
No. The Eagles got great depth.
That's why they're fourth and not 14th.
Yeah, but I mean, he even said that you'd probably prefer the Jaguars starters. They're second teamers.
Right. That's what makes you fourth.
Yeah, they should be third.
You're arguing to be hard to argue. The argument
Browns.
Because they're great.
Look, I
stop,
like them too.
Stop.
They have potential to be great.
Vikings.
They've never been
five.
Great.
Well, that's the whole point. Mm. You're going all the it's all season.
It's Bill Barnwell.
Cowboys six. Wow. Yeah. The Cowboys are six.
Yeah, might as well stick them ahead of the Browns, too.
That's amazing. How could they put the Cowboys six?
Well, because they don't care about the quarterback.
Like Zeke, all right. Cooper, okay. Dak, Gallup. They got
Witten coming back.
Right. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, Witten coming out of the booth.
They got the Cowboys ahead of the Saints. Saints 7. Go figure this one. The Giants 8. Where are you?
Yeah, Bill Barnwell needs a...
The Giants are 8.
He needs to go to the Bagster, to Barnwell.
Golden Tate, Sterling Shepard, Evan Engram, and Saquon's awesome, but like you got no quarterback.
Yeah.
And the receivers aren't great.
Barnwell doesn't give a crap who the quarterback is.
Wow.
He doesn't.
Patriots 9. Falcons 10. The Falcons got good skill guys.
Yeah.
Chargers 11. Colts 12. Bengals 13. The Bengals? What?
Andy Dalton.
I like Tyler Boyd, and you know AJ Green's terrific. But come on, dude, yeah, don't give me Tyler Eifert. He's always hurt. Get out. Buccaneers 14, Steelers 15. They got the Steelers 15th.
Yeah, this is bogus.
Dude, he's got the Texans 16th.
Yeah, see that they should be
with
in the
DeAndre
top 7.
Hopkins, Deshaun Watson, the kid. I always forget how to pronounce his name. Coutet.
Frenchman.
Kiki. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Bears 17, Lions.
I still haven't even heard Green Bay.
Packers 19.
Where's Aaron Rodgers? What?
Yeah.
He doesn't care who the quarterback is.
Well, they do. They don't have a lot of skill guys, though.
Got Aaron Rodgers.
Well, you're not a big Geronimo Allison fan?
Yeah. You got a grade on a curve with the quarterback.
The Jets are 20th.
Oh, my goodness.
Lev Bell.
That sounds a little odd, a little low to me. Titans, Panthers, Raiders 23, Niners 24. I actually like the Niners. They're a great tight end. They're a good receiver. I like San Francisco. Bills 25, Baltimore. And the last team in the league per offense, he's got the Jaguars.
How's everyone doing?
Foles.
The Jags' most prominent weapon is Leonard Fournette. I mean, you got D.D. Westbrook I like. Keelan Cole I like.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fournette's had some issues
Chris
there.
Chris Conley's coming there. He can play.
Yeah. Hmm.
Anyway.
There you go. How about BDN, 32 ranking?
Yeah.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Well, that's unreal.
Right, let's get back to the phone.
To the Bengals. Or the Browns. Give me a break. It's Browns love. Tony Taxi's on the Fanatic. What's up, Tone?
Yo, what's up, man? What's up, man?
TT.
Yeah, I'm getting Anthony for Christmas, Tony. A Baker Mayfield jersey.
Listen, it's safe to say that all of you respect Popovich, right?
How could you not?
Okay. Popovich is intrigued and awed by Sixers prospect Vasily, if I'm pronouncing it right, Micic. I watched the boy... 6-6 guard that can do everything. Don't laugh yet.
No, we've talked about him. That's why we're laughing.
We're laughing because we talked about Micic before.
Pop wants him. He wants to try to get his rights from the Sixers. If you saw this, would you as a Sixers GM at least consider bringing this boy over now?
Listen, they've talked about him. I read a scouting report on him. Like, where was it? When was it, guys? 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I read you their scouting report on him. I mean, look, the problem with him is he can't play defense. But he can shoot. He can score a little bit.
He can be JJ's replacement.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying anything.
I mean, remember, he's doing this against the Israeli league. Is he in Israel or he's in Turkey somewhere?
I think he's in Turkey.
Yeah, but the boy got a handle. He can shoot. He sees the floor. I just believe, you know, as a ball player, if you can do it against one level, you could do it against anybody. That's what I
believe. What?
No, I don't. I don't believe that.
Do you believe that, Tone?
Honestly, with all my heart. If you got a skill set.
Doing it against Turkey, against Turkish defenders.
But
or
you
against,
going up against more competition, that's just going to make you better.
What?
Yes.
Going up against what kind of competition?
It exposes you.
And before my time is out, I want to tell you what Ennis meant by that. I know what he meant by walking through the East. He meant very soon he'll be walking through the eastbound SEPTA tunnel looking for the first train out of town.
He's going to look for you, Tone.
Yeah.
Tony! Right, man, give me a lift, baby. Love you, Tony.
Flag down Tony Taxi.
That's Tony Taxi.
I can't disagree with Tony more. If you can do it at one level, you can do it at the next. No.
I mean, you also got to be careful that, you know, Popovich is on the record. I didn't hear that, but whatever. Always be wary of Popovich talking on the record over another player.
Yeah, he's lurking.
Yeah, but I don't know if what does it mean?
Yeah. Why is he doing it? What's the motivation behind it?
I didn't say, but we gave you a scout. I'll try to find it. It's probably on my phone somewhere.
Yeah, I remember you talking about him, but you don't just, because you can dominate in the Turkish league, means that you'll just be the same in the NBA.
Right.
Look at guys that like come from college, like Stauskas. He gets to the NBA, he can't do anything.
Right.
I got to call my boy out like that?
Well, I mean, it's the same mindset, though, that Tony had, and it's just not true.
You could have gone anywhere.
Yeah.
You go with the Lithuanian hate.
Well, because he stunk.
You could have gone Timotei Luwawu-Cabro. You go to
Frenchman.
Hey,
you want me to go to Frenchman?
Hey, you ready? I got it. Here it is again.
Micić?
Yeah, here's your scouting report for Micić. In some ways, this was a coming out party for Micić. The motor, energy, toughness, and confidence he displayed during these two games stood out. This is during the European Championships. He stood out as a player ready to take that next step. He has progressed leaps and bounds over the past 2-3 years, and his reward was a phenomenal semifinal performance and a gritty finals performance, despite a bad shooting night from three and a losing effort. Offensively, he is a guy that needs to play with the ball in his hands. He is a third point guard or secondary ball handler with a second unit. He can make plays both scoring and passing off the pick and roll and in movement. He is a strong guard that when he gets downhill is tough to defend. He has enough handle to create space in one-on-one situations. But as you've seen, he's with that CSKA. And they're American guards. That Russian
league.
Yeah. Scott, I don't even know how to pronounce. Micić struggles trying to get to the basket and create enough space against quicker defenders.
There you go.
All right. A little concerning, but not alarming. Says, I like, this report continues, I like that Micić can play on and off the ball. He shot 37% from three. And then they get into his liabilities and defensively. But, you know, just some promise there.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll see him at some point.
Yeah.
Eurostash. By the way, the Orange and Black with making some news that I've intimated to on this very program several times.
Who?
Regarding Paul Holmgren. As I've said a couple times to you on the show.
Not going
to
see him anymore?
Well, he's going to become a senior advisor to Dave Scott, who represents ownership, and to the general manager. In essence, you know, he said in the quote in here is that it's been an honor and I look forward to the next chapter. He said, I approached Dave Scott about my idea to step aside and spend more time with my family. I have complete confidence, blah, 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 blah. But as I alluded to a few times,
you said it.
I believed that to be the case, that he would be stepping aside from his role as the president of the team. He becomes an advisor, which is basically a phone call away type guy, but not involved in day-to-day operations, if you will. I think he remained on probably a little longer than he was going to because of the changes that did take place throughout this season and into this offseason, and is transitioning into that role as a senior advisor now to both Dave Scott and to Chuck Fletcher. So there you go. A change. I know a lot of people had a problem with him still being the president and felt like it was his show. Like, oh, no, here we go, going down the Holmgren road, who got us into this salary cap mess in the first place. And that won't be the case. That wasn't the case. And he's now a senior advisor. So maybe that'd make Flyer fans happy. I like the guy. He's a good guy.
I like Homer,
I think he's a good hockey man. And, yeah, did some of the moves that he make, were they bad deals? Absolutely. No doubt about it. Also, was general manager of the year at one point as well, and executive of the year, when the year they got Pronger went to a cup. So we'll see if anybody's intrigued. Let's go to Jake in Philly on the Fanatic.
I don't think so.
No. Well, I mean, some people may be popping corks right now.
Yeah.
You know. Jake in Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Jake?
Hey, it's Jason. What's up, cuz? Hey, Jace.
How you doing?
What's up, Jace?
Good, man. I want to talk about two things that I absolutely loathe, and that's hypocrisy and hypotheticals. So when it comes to baseball, the hypocrisy of baseball and not fully saying that they juiced the ball or whatever reminds me of like back in the 90s or the steroid era, have you will, you know. Basically the same thing. Home runs put butts in the seats, and that's what they're doing. So do you think with them doing this, if they come out publicly, will that put those guys closer to the Hall of Fame.
Put the steroid guys? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think the voters aren't going to vote the steroid guys. I mean, I could see maybe Clemens or, you know, but I think there's a tarnish there. There's a taint.
Yeah.
That I don't think no, that Juice right. Balls. No, listen, I don't care. You're asking me. No, I vote care, for him. Like, I'll be honest with you. Clemens, Bonds, I you know, A-Rod, they're Hall of Famers, in my opinion.
Now could you imagine, cuz, if you took guys that didn't use from back then, talking Frank Thomas, Ken Griffey, there's a bunch of them. And you put them in a game nowadays. You got Gelich is a great hitter, but the dude's 195 pounds soaking wet if you dropped it, like if he was in the middle of a pool. And he's hitting bombs, like 30 home runs or
yeah,
whatever.
But he's got that beautiful left-handed swing. It's like that
Gallus, man.
It you is. Know what I mean? Like, you don't need to be big and bulky to hit for tremendous power, because it's all about the rotation of your hips and the torque
true,
you're
it's
getting.
About the, and it's about the velocity coming off of the ball, you know, using
right.
that
speed, yeah.
But your torque, but that,
could you imagine what they would be doing? And I hate hypotheticals, but my God, some of those guys would probably be
Listen, I feel you, it's definitely, look, I mean, they came out, they own Rawlings, so they came out and talked about it.
Yeah. Well, they denied it, basically.
Yeah, but they own Rawlings.
Yeah.
But they did, there was an admission that about the seams.
They're just not as pronounced or more recessed into the ball?
Yeah, I mean, here's the other thing. You got baseballs that are meant to fly, and you got ballparks that are shorter, and you got weather that's even more conducive and prone to hit home runs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different than it was 15 years ago.
Well, the other thing, too, is faster in, faster out. More pitchers are throwing the ball 95-plus miles an hour. So if you do make good contact on a ball coming in faster, it's going to go farther.
Yeah.
That's just, I don't know, is that the law of inertia? I'm not sure if I'm using the right word or not. But it seems to make sense. Faster in, faster out. And if you guys can get your bat on the ball and the seams are not as pronounced, so the pitcher can't get as much action on the ball.
Well, that goes back to your movement.
Yep. 610-632-0975. That is the number. It's the Midday Show. It's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, and we're right here exclusively on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Ah. 12:50.
How's it 12:50 already? Oof.
Actually, a lot of fun today.
Wow, really?
What a weird day, because it's a non-sports Thursday.
Biggest non-sports Thursday ever. On the calendar.
Yeah, you know, this is the week, right?
Yeah.
You got to get through this week, next week. Then we got a little training camp action. And then, you know, pretty soon, listen, pretty soon you close your eyes, you're going to wake up, and it's going to be September.
You're going to wake up at 1 o'clock, and you're going to go.
We got Washington the first game?
Yeah, at home.
1 o'clock in.
Yeah, 1 o'clock then. Week 2 on the road in Atlanta, 8:20.
Yeah, that's great.
NBC Sunday Night Football. Man,
I hate the 1 o'clock game.
It's my least favorite. I want to get everything out of the way before that. I love the night game because the kids I can have settled and I can have total peace.
I love the night game too. Yeah, night game rules.
I like the 1 o'clock game early in the season.
Do you?
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah, I get that.
I mean, it's hot.
But I don't have to wait all day for the first game.
Really?
Right away.
You mean week one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like once you get to
last year was Thursday. We opened up the whole season.
You see, I didn't like that.
I did.
I didn't like it because then I want my first Sunday to have the Eagles too. Like then I felt like I had to wait a week and a half to get to week two.
I get it, but like it was pretty cool having the NFL here.
Yeah. Remember the storms came in? It got delayed because of the lightning. You unveil the banner, and of course it gets delayed because of the lightning.
Yeah, but it
like
was
only in Philadelphia.
I know. It was awesome. Hey, so yesterday, this is interesting. Mikey had a caller to the show that sounded exactly like Jim Lynham.
What?
And we love the coach. So is this the coach or not? Was the coach just trying to get in for a call and not tell, you know, not say who he is? But let's take a listen.
Did Coach Lynham go undercover?
Well, let's find out. The word on the street here, at least the word in the producer's office.
All right. Let's hear
it. Ted Lancaster, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ted.
Yeah, hi, Mike.
What's up, Ted?
All last week, I was trying to get through to you with these conversations about Ben and his jump shot and the Sixers and all this stuff.
Yep. I'm disappointed.
And I think, AJ, your call before me almost stole my thunder. I got the Sixers, like, in four championship finals. Let me tell you how.
Okay.
See, there's a slight...
Too much throat.
There's a slight coach lineup, but that's not...
He has the cadence of them, too. It's like pauses.
I'll be honest with you. I expected more. You came in telling me, like, coach, you're undercover.
Sounds just like him.
He's not undercover, though.
It sounds like him, but a couple of problems is he would never call and say, I got him four championships. That's not it.
Well, you
got
to throw him off the set.
I
don't think it sounds like him.
No, it does a little bit, but not enough where I'm going.
Yeah, like, it sounds related, like almost, I don't know, like a second cousin.
Well, the Ted and Lancaster thing is a good cover-up, you know, region to say you're calling from.
Well, go ahead. I mean, you can play some more. I don't hear it.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
Nothing. Care if Ben, I would like to see Ben come with a jump shot. Absolutely. Do I care if he does? No. Because my winning formula is you put Embiid in a 15-foot radius of the basket on both ends of the court, as you did with Chamberlain or Russell. And you've got a championship team. All you need is maybe one sniper off the bench.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, a little bit. Like, again, I find it amusing. Like
he brought up Chamberlain and Russell, just like Coach Lynham would.
Yeah. That.
Like, I find it, you know, like I get
it. He would have said Mike's name if it was Jim Lynham, though, too.
No, but
let me tell you, Mike.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about the sound.
Like, yeah.
He's not as, you know, Jimmy's more, Anthony.
Yeah, he didn't go far enough with his accent on a few occasions.
It's a muted accent.
Yeah.
Jimmy's accent is more pronounced.
Yeah, it was dulled, if you will. Yeah, I totally agree. And it was
Jason is on to something.
Yeah, so you have the intonation down. It's because, well, I'll tell you, Anthony. You know, and he would have used Mike's name.
Like two.
Yeah.
He says like it's a two syllable word. Anthony. Yeah.
And Anthony. And if that was him trying to just pose as a caller, he would have used Mike's name in the introduction.
But I'm just looking at the accent itself.
Yeah. Yeah. You're
right. Accent's deeper.
Mm-hmm. It is a great. He's got
it. So when he goes to the basket.
Yeah. The basket. 610-632-0975. Decent ear, Andrew, but not a great ear. Glenn in Center City's on the Fanatic. What's up, Glenn? Not Andrew's best day, cuz.
Japanese. What's up, baby? I'm calling about my man Ennis, and I want to make a draws point real quick.
Yeah.
But Ennis needs to shut his mouth, man. Like you said, man, you pay a little 12 minutes, get a couple of rebounds, hit a three,
amen.
And get your butt down. Like, you don't need to be talking like that, for real, dog.
You're so right. You're so right, G. So right. What in the world... Why would you say that it's a walk?
Yeah, well, we're going to walk to the NBA Finals. Like,
hey, by the way, we ain't been to the finals. Hey, James, we ain't been to the finals in this town for 20 years, and it's a walk.
I tell you what. If they're going to, them other teams in the East going to be ready for us next year.
I know.
Like you said, it's a jinx.
You already carry a bullseye.
Put that buck shirt on. Walk this way. You put it right on the head.
That's right.
You got the reigning MVP in Milwaukee.
Exactly. Exactly. They're gonna be hungry, man. They're gonna be hungry. But let me just make my jaws point. Like the best. That was one of the best movies ever created, man. By God. I mean, that movie was so good. Even it was 1975. And I tell you one thing. The big VR train, the big fat PBY comes down to stop to pick us up. I love Quint. You know, Quint was drunk during that scene when he said the USS Indianapolis. He was drunk during that whole scene. You have to see the documentary. The documentary is so...
Oh, I got to check that out, man.
Look, the documentary, yeah. I tell you what, Richard Dreyfuss was getting all the hippie girls. He was walking around on the set with his pants down the whole time.
Is that right? Dr. Hooper?
Hooper was getting all the ladies. He was getting all the ladies. I'm telling you, he was walking around on the set with his pants down the whole time.
Wow!
And
Joel, he left his belt in his trailer. Had to get him down quick.
And the name of the shark, his name was Bruce. You got to see it. It's unbelievable.
That's cool. Definitely gonna watch that.
His name was Bruce. Hey, you guys have a good weekend.
You too. That's good. Hey, G, this is a great call, man. You want to go to FanFest?
Oh, yeah. I would love to go to FanFest.
All right. Well, hold on. We're going to give you tickets.
We'll hook
you
up. Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks. There you go. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll see you there, man. It's going to be a great day. I can't wait. It's coming up, getting closer. FanFest. We got a ton going on, by the way.
Yeah.
There are so many activities. I got to tell you about it real quick because we're giving away tickets. Good callers today are scoring tickets to go. And it's going to be a great day. And by the way, it's presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Love FanDuel. August 24th, Xfinity Live. Tickets free, but you got to get them from us. We'll give you opportunities like we are today here on the show. All the hosts will be there. Bikini Beach created by Elite Landscaping, Lamborghinis, Ferraris, mobile escape rooms. That sounds cool. The golf simulator closest to the pin contest. Jaws and the golf putting green will be there, of course, as he always is. The great talks that we have in the, what is that, the PBR stage there? Or not PBR, the victory stage. Where we do the Q&As with different people.
Yeah,
I'm working on a Q&A right now that people are going to like.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? What's your theme?
Well, I did it with the Flyers head coach, Dave Haxtell, for a couple of years.
Yeah,
who did? But obviously.
Oh.
But I'm not working on a coach.
Oh, the G?
Nope. He's having a baby right at the end of the month. I'd be working on the goaler.
Oh, that's awesome.
Good kid.
That's good. That's great.
Yeah, so we're giving away a Wave Runner courtesy of DHY Motorsports, 30-foot person rock foot rock wall, all kinds of great baseball speed pitch. You got to get that elbow in order. Got to see how hard you can throw it in. And some of our FanFest partners include Family and Company Jewelers, Club Risqué, Armor Metals and Recycling in the U.S. Army. And thanks to our exclusive automotive partner, Turnersville Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, online at TurnersvilleJeep.com. It's going to be a great day, so I got to tell the people about that. But let's go to Casey out in California on the Fanatic. Hey, Case.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
What's up, Case?
It'd be a little hard for Embiid to comment on how the Sixers are going to deal when he's off philandering with his girl in the Maldives.
Man, don't hate him for it, though, bro.
Yeah, I'm not, but he should be working with Tim Grover. As Chuck said on Mike's show a couple weeks back, you know, there's no one on the Sixers who's his peer that will hold him accountable. And the same goes for Ben, right?
Well, Joe's got to hold himself accountable.
I don't know, man. He went through two personal stuff this last year. I was at the game in L.A. when they won 121-105, and I was lucky enough to actually kind of be in the family section after the game. Ben wasn't there, but Joel was, and Joel was like, hey, I didn't have a great game, which kind of showed me how humble he was, but I just really don't think that either of these guys have the mindset to fully prepare themselves and are ready and mature enough to win an NBA championship.
All right, well, we'll see. I'm glad you got it figured out in July.
I don't know, man. I
don't know how you could call us today in July and make the statement without at least seeing how they come back and in what
Josh
condition. And, no, I'm talking. He's talking about the personality of Embiid and Simmons.
Come on.
Like, I think you need to at least wait until they come back and what kind of. What they show you, what they worked on.
Yeah, what's the impact of Horford on Embiid?
Like I don't know. Like, follow on Instagram, you're not getting a true, accurate depiction of what's in their heart.
I mean, well, we haven't seen him post anything in the gym, so I guess, yeah, you're right about that. But
I mean, you're in another man's heart. Like, I'm not getting in another man's heart until I could see something.
And Instagram's not the place that I need to see it.
Like, okay, so I honestly,
they're comfortable. I mean, both those guys have.
Well, how do you know that?
It's so obvious.
Okay, it's obvious from 3,000 miles away how comfortable they are.
Yeah, totally, 100%.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll tell you what, Case.
He's 3,000 miles away.
When they come back, and if they're complacent, then you could say you were right. But just because you make a lot of money, and just because you have are in a certain spot. I don't know what drive. I don't know that Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid can't come back and go, you know what? We suffered a loss. Like, that call offends me.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing. I don't know. He could be right, but that's throwing a dart. Like, it's obvious to you. You've never spoken to either of them, but it's obvious to you. You've never been closer than the family section of one game, but you know. You know better than anybody. Quite frankly, I think you're an a-hole. I mean, to be honest with you, I think you're a creep. And if I'm an athlete, I go, yeah, this is why I'm annoyed. Because I got people from 3,000 miles away telling me what's in my heart. Now, again, he could be right, but all he's doing is looking at demeanor on television and then throwing a flipping dartboard.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station, and we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.